Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
We got to play better baseball. That's it. I think offensively. Some signs today, but we're not there. You know, we're not there offensively. And we just got to make sure we understand who we are as an offense. You know, try to keep the line moving. That kid, he threw a lot of strikes today compared to what he has done on the past. The mix was a little bit different, too. But that's, I mean, we have to make adjustments, right? And he did a good job against us.
That was the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora,
with us here on WEEI Afternoons earlier in this week, heading into the biggest series of the season again. And before the next one, that might be even bigger. To talk about it all, let's go to the phone lines. Our buddy Rob Bradford joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Bradfo is presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Bradfo, how we doing today?
Three things fire me up. Number one, Ace of Spades by Motorhead, which excellent job, Sviz and Dan, excellent job. Number two is yelling McFarland. McFarland, and number three is talking to you guys. So let's go. Let's do this.
Okay, so let's do this. Should I be concerned about the Red Sox right now? Where is your worry meter? I put out a poll the other day after the loss to the A's. It was, you're worried, you're really effing worried, or they're toast. Where do you fall on that spectrum?
I think you're worried. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing slightly above your worried, but I would still go with your worry.
You're not really effing worried yet?
No. They're still a playoff. No. I mean, here's the thing: is that right now they're a playoff team. They own the tiebreaker over Cleveland. I'm going to say all of this, and then I'm going to get to the reality of the situation. But you own the tiebreaker against Cleveland, and Cleveland. It's hard for me to think they're going to have another week like they just had. That'd be an insane hot streak at just the right time. Maybe they can do it. But all the Red Sox have to do is sort of go 500. So I think they can do that. And then you get into the playoffs, and then, you know, from there, I've seen stranger stories happen than the Boston Red Sox advancing. But all that said, right now, as we sit here, this you should be worried. You should absolutely be worried, because this is not like other times where they've had downturns. This is not like other times where they say, oh, well, what are we going to do? This is the lineup is thinned out more than ever. And when I say thinned out more than ever, I not only mean in terms of Anthony injuries, Abreu injuries, but I'm talking about the fact that Alex Bregman's OPS this month is about 4.5. You know, this you cannot have that. The fact that Jarren Duran, if you put him up against a lefty pitcher, it's not going to usually be a good situation. The fact that you don't really have a whole lot of other guys in that lineup who can do the offense that they are planning to do, which is keep the line moving. They don't hit home runs. You got to keep the line moving. You got to play small ball, but you can only do that if guys get hits and you keep the line moving. You did it for one inning, that 6-run first against the Yankees. Fine, great, super. But that strategy only works if you have guys hitting. And right now, you have a couple holes in that lineup. I mentioned Bregman, Rafael is in the same boat. His numbers are putrid this month. And because of that, that's why you should be worried. And the other part about it, the last thing is that, yeah, you know, they've dug themselves out of holes before, but they haven't dug themselves out of holes where they're watching a scoreboard, where they're having everyone talk about this like we are. All of this pressure is being put on a lot of people who have never experienced this type of pressure. That's why I think tonight's game is so huge.
Yeah, and recent performances would give you some confidence that Kyle Harrison and Connolly Early would be able to go to Tampa and pitch well enough to at least keep the Sox in the games. But Connolly Early pitched his ass off the other night, and regardless of whether or not Cora brought in the wrong guy and Weissert, he only gave up one run, and they still lost, Brad Foe. And that's just an awful lot of pressure to put on these kids, you know, basically emptying Polar Park into the form of the Red Sox rotation. Like, all right, guys, go out there and give them hell. By the way, try not to give up more than a run.
Yeah, it's a great point, and that's the problem, is that these aren't luxury items that you're rolling out there. They're nice stories. Connolly Early is a nice story. Peyton Tolley is a nice story. But they should be complimentary stories. You shouldn't have to, even I mean, going back to Roman Anthony, I mean, I think they got pretty fortunate that they were able to plop in a rookie and he was able to basically do what Devers did in a different way, but fill in for the guy who left and make the offense go. That's an aberration. That doesn't usually happen. So now you're right. You're sitting there. This is why tonight's so big, because if you don't win tonight, then you're relying on two guys who were just pitching exactly where I am right now at Polar Park about, you know, 2 weeks ago. And you're saying, go get them, go save our season, which is should not be the case. This should not be the reality of this situation, but it is. And it's not about pitching. And I know that I said they're going to live and die with pitching. I think everybody thought that. But I did not expect the lineup and the offense to be this thinned out like it is right now.
You mentioned his name, Peyton Tolley, who had his first game in relief last night. He pitched three innings, gave up three hits and four Ks. What did you think of him in that role, and what do you think of him in that role moving forward?
I love it. You know, I think that that's the perfect role for him, and I think that he can be part of the solution. But here's the problem, is that Alex Cora, and I've said this before, like Alex Cora, the first couple of months, caught a lot of heat for his managing decisions, and he should have. But I think a big part of that was that, you know, he didn't really have a good feel for his team. He didn't know where all the pieces fit. And then finally Devers gets traded. It's easier to fit the pieces. You kind of know what you have, and then you go from here. Where they're left now is he's doing this on the fly in the last week of the season, trying to figure out, all right, when should I put in Greg Weissert? When should I put in Zach Kelly? When should I put in Peyton Tolley? How long a leash should I give these young starters? Like, all of this is stuff that in the middle of the season is fine because you have time to figure it out. Now every decision is the biggest decision, and so he has to figure out how much can they rely on Peyton Tolley. Yeah, it was great, man. Oh, my goodness. Striking out the side, blowing 99.7 miles per hour, poor guy, 0.3s away from 100 miles an hour, getting a T-shirt. But still, great. That was great for Peyton Tolley. But you don't know next time what that's going to look like because – in the history of Peyton Tolley as a major leaguer, we have never seen the next time as a major league reliever.
Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast and WEEI.com here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Brad Foe, I'm going to tiptoe into this question because Ted gets mad at me when I ask controversial questions. But I've heard this topic been brought up a lot, so I think we need to discuss it. And so I'm going to put it on you instead of me because I talk to this man every Wednesday. If the Red Sox don't make the playoffs, is Alex Cora's job in jeopardy?
No, it's easy. Not. It's flat out isn't. I mean, it's because the reality, and I know that, you know, when I was on Jones and Keefe yesterday, they asked this, but in the form of the question of who's to blame more, Craig Breslow or Alex Cora. And the reality is, I think probably it leans to Breslow, even though he's done a lot of great stuff and obviously had a great offseason and made some good moves and developed some good players. But when you look at Alex Cora, I say, well, is his job at stake if they don't make the playoffs? You know, I just look at it this way. Like, what is he working with here, guys? I mean, you look at the lineup yesterday. It's like, this is what you're working with. You, I think I saw a stat from our guy, Gary Marbury, Nugget Palooza, who said, since the beginning of August, they have a total of two home runs with guys on base. Like, that's crazy. So you can't.
Is that real?
You know.
Yeah.
Wait. Since August, they've only had two home runs with guys on base?
I mean, I think that was the stat. Yep. Like, they have 22 home runs.
They don't hit home runs anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't hit home runs, and when they do, there's not anybody on base.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I would say this, you know, again, to come back to the Corey conversation, is that his fault? Like, I think he's bobbing and weaving his way around trying to find a leadoff hitter after Roman and Anthony. And for him, is it his fault that Jaron Duran can't hit lefties, so he can't lead him off there? Is it his fault that all of a sudden Sadon Rafaela has become one of the worst hitters in baseball? You know, I know that a lot of people say, yeah, it is his fault because he's the coach and he has to teach him. That's not how this works.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At this time of year, you either have talent or you don't. And right now, this team right now, you can't stack up their talent against the rest of the postseason teams.
Bradfo, we got anything on Willie Abreu? I mean, we heard the other day from Cora on his Wednesday appearance with us that he'd need a day or two off. He was still sore, but, you know, working his way through it. And a return wasn't imminent, but coming close. Like, this team is so desperate for power or anybody that can shake things up offensively that now, like, we're clock watching his return with just 10 days left, 9 days left.
Yeah, well, we should be, Fitzy. I mean, we should be because, you know, this is a guy, you know, we're looking for guys to get on my back guys, right? The guys who are going to be like, say, okay, you know, I'm going to take the pressure off everybody. And then because of that, everybody else will do well. You keep waiting for Bregman to do that. He's been the opposite of it. You wait for Duran to do that. He's been the opposite. Story's been good, but still, you look at his OPS. You know, he's still sitting at 750 OPS. I mean, he's having a really, really good year. But anyone who thinks he's going to opt out is crazy. So, you know, I think that when you look at Abreu, that's the guy you can pinpoint games and series where he has carried them. And you know why? Because he's the guy who hits home runs. He's the only guy with 20 home runs, right? He's the only guy on the team. So that's the guy that you're missing, and that's the unfortunate thing. Is that normally you're able to ease him in there. Maybe you don't take a chance with his cast so early, but you have no choice. You have to figure out what you have in him. And, you know, if he blows out, he blows out. But you certainly need him, you know, just as much as maybe as much as anybody with the exception of Roman Anthony.
Rob, my guy, St. Bregman, just you mentioned it, he's struggling. And it's just he got off to the best start of his career.
Yeah, he inverted his season. Now he's sucking at the end.
I mean, and he gets the injury and he hasn't been the same. I mean, are you hearing anything, Rob? What's – I don't know. Is he – I mean, all we did was hear stories about him being engaged and, you know, and guys talking to him. And now it's just – I know he's struggling. It's hard to be that leader when you're not hitting yourself. Is there any explanation as to why Alex is, not hitting the ball right now?
You know. Before I get to maybe the reasons why he isn't hitting, Ted, you bring up an excellent point, which I wonder if it's the same in football. But I've been around a lot of baseball players who are perceived as leaders. But when they're not doing well, they don't feel like they are in a position to lead.
Right.
They don't feel like they're in a position to get, hey, let me tell you how to do it when they're not doing it. You know, and I've had plenty of guys who like were legit leaders. There's some guys who, you know, like, for instance, a Cora when he was playing, a Gomes when he was playing, they knew they were going to hit 200. So it didn't. That wasn't a part of the deal. Part of Bregman's deal is he's one of the best players, so he's going to tell you how to be one of the best players, but not in a preachy way. So that's a very real dynamic. And then in terms of why he isn't producing, listen, I don't have anything on the record. I don't think have anything definitive, but I gotta feel like there's something that leg. There's something going on in that leg, and you know whether it's his quad or whether it's the impact of something else because of the quad, whatever it is. But a player of that caliber just doesn't take the downturn that he did to this level without being banged up. And I cited this the other day that the guy that I always remember when it comes to that is Pedroia. Like Pedroia, I had a good relationship with him, and you always say, I have this, but don't say anything. I have this, but don't say anything. So you knew when he was hurt, and I've never seen a player where you definitively, when he was healthy, he was always good. When he wasn't good, it was always because of some injury. But these guys, especially at this time of year, they're never, ever going to say, hey, you know what? I got this problem, and that's why I'm not producing right now.
All right, Bradfo, before we let you go, get out that Baseball Isn't Boring crystal ball presented by McFarlane and tell me what's going to happen tonight. Is Crochet going to go out there and deal and be the ace they need him to be? Or is the guy who's been giving up home runs lately potentially going to give up home runs in a home run hitting ballpark?
Yeah, well, it goes without saying. They better hope he's good Crochet. But this is there's no room for interpretation now. This is playoffs. Like, this is postseason. This is when you need him for all the reasons we said. This is why the ace has to step up. You have the ace step up, which he has so many times, where you protect the day before, you protect the day of, and you protect the day after. Well, today he's protecting all of that, but he's protecting the day after too. Because you do not want to come out losing today and have to say, go get him, Kyle Harrison and Conley early. That's at Steinbrenner Field, where it's a weird, wonky atmosphere. That's not what you want to do. So I do think that Crochet, I think he has stepped up when it's counted the most, and he probably will. But the caveat with that, all right, you know what? The guy in Arizona, Brandon Pfaadt, pitched 9 innings, gave up 1 hit, no runs yesterday, and lost. It can happen. It can happen if you don't have a good offense.
If only the Red Sox were as dependable as our friends at McFarlane Energy, this would all be
well said. Well said.
All right, Bradfo, we'll talk to you next week. See how I snuck that in there, Bradfo? You liked that, didn't you? We'll talk to you next week.
I do like
Thanks,
that.
Rob.
That's excellent.
See you, Rob.
All right. See you, guys.
Bradfo.
See you.
Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, joins us here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we'll preview that Garrett Crochet must-win start tonight in Tampa. Is he up to the task? We'll see where Ted Johnson and Nick Fitzy Stevens' faith is after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.